Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
To me, you got Aetna insurance?
Ah, Fidelis.
Fidelis is good. That's the higher end of Obamacare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that shit.
Yeah, well, the famous Eddie Murphy Raw bit, you know, he says that Italians are like black people, and he does the best bit ever. Are we going?
Oh, yeah, we're doing.
Yeah, we can talk about black people. Yeah. Fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just tell them you're black. Oh, they don't know that, though.
I'm black.
So am I.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You're Italian, right?
I'm black. No, black.
Oh, yes. Sicilian.
No.
Hey. Sicilian. Yeah. Well, growing up, like, my favorite movie was A Bronx Tale. You ever see Bronx Tale?
Absolutely.
You ever see Bronx Tale?
I saw the original Jungle Fever.
Jungle Fever. I didn't see that.
You didn't see Spike Lee's Jungle Fever?
No.
I saw that. Samuel Jackson.
Oh, actually, I probably saw that.
That was the first interracial love story.
Okay.
Wesley Snipes.
I'm sure that was a thing back then, like with the Bronx. I think every neighborhood was segregated.
Yeah.
Right? Like Irish people didn't like Chinese people. I don't think it was just like a black.
I think
it
was just it, actually. It was
just Italian Irish. People hated each other.
Yeah. And then the Irish didn't like the Chinese.
Oh, okay.
But they were onto something according to world politics.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I don't know. My family have never. We like black people.
Really?
Yeah. If
your mom has no preference for the kind of girl you bring?
No, no.
She doesn't want to be Italian?
No, no.
Are you
no.
100% Italian or
I'm
is that
Sicilian.
Just for MTV? Like, it would be funny if you came in and you're like, look, I'm Czech, don't bring it
up. Yeah,
well, no, Nicole is Chilean, 100%.
Is that Snooki, sweetheart?
Snooki.
Oh, Snooki.
Yeah.
I love Snooki.
She's Chilean. The rest, no one's really Italian. Yeah. I'm the most Italian off the boat one who looks the least Italian. Right. You know what I mean? Because Italian-American culture is different than Italian culture. You know?
Right.
Like the Guido culture.
The food is better here.
In Italian Italy? Food?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really light over there.
Yeah.
You know? They eat like a cookie for breakfast, pasta for lunch.
Yeah.
It's fresher there, though.
Yes, it is. The tomatoes are very fresh.
Have you been?
I've been there. Yeah. It's been a long time, though. But I'm Greek, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yannis Pappas is about as Greek as it gets.
That makes sense.
You'd have to know about inter-Caucasian cultures, but that's a Greek one.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's almost like if I was Russian, it would be. That's like the equivalent of like Vladimir. Yannis Pappas is the most generic Greek name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it just means John.
Pappas or Yannis?
Pappas is the last
name. Pappas. Okay.
Pappas.
Yeah, there's a restaurant in the village now called Pappas.
Yeah.
Have you been? You should go.
I should be
like, I own this place.
Yeah.
It's like Smith. It's like being a Smith.
Oh, as a white person.
Yeah. Or as a Chinese, like a Wang.
Yeah.
Or
my niece and nephew are Greek because my sister married a Greek guy. So we did the whole, are you like in the culture, like Greek, or just just by name, and are you far removed?
No, I'm in it.
Okay,
I think I'm in it, but I've I'm reformed.
It's a thing,
like her from Christianity.
Yeah,
because she wouldn't even be able to do this podcast if her parents knew about it.
We're talking about how he wasn't allowed to watch your show.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Wasn't allowed.
I don't understand you. You're a lesbian gay.
I was a lesbian.
I told her she missed out on an educational program.
I know.
What?
You?
Jersey Shore.
Oh, right. Yeah. But you're like a lesbian who was also really conservative Christian.
Yeah.
Wait, you're a lesbian?
She was. Kind
now of. I'm bisexual.
Oh, that's even hotter.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah.
I'm not a kinky bisexual.
She's not a fun bisexual, though. She doesn't want men involved. The first time I met with her, so I'm like, you like threesomes? And she was like, ew, no, I never did that in my life.
I was like, that's demonic.
Because, like every girl in New York now, they're like, I'm bisexual, but they just want to party.
I'm actual bisexual. Like, I will date a guy or a girl.
Yeah.
Is that a thing, though, or is that just Gen Z kind of everybody?
I don't think it's. I mean, obviously, I'm Gen Z, so it's easier. But when
you're not. Your thing isn't.
No, my thing is different.
Is a thing out there?
Yes.
Know, especially in New York.
The kind of girls you're with, I think it's more of a Gen Z thing.
I don't even look for them. They just always say it.
Yeah.
They're just like women. I don't know.
Even if they've never been with one.
Well, we say
they also like cocaine.
They like cocaine, but you like a bigger girl. You like
I like a BBW.
Yeah.
Like
with Lizzo's backup dancers pursuing her, you were like, they got a point.
Yeah.
Like listen to their side of the story.
I would get with Lizzo.
Yeah. You would, right? You would.
With Lizzo?
Yeah, you would.
I would, yeah.
See? Would you?
Would I get with Lizzo?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, she's hot, she's beautiful, biggest beautiful. Yeah, whatever you want me to say.
I would get with Lizzo.
Yeah, Lizzo? Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd just do it for the earful she would give me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She would give me an earful.
She would. She'd be like, Giannis.
wait, going back to the Greek thing. So my niece and nephew were baptized Greek. And I wasn't really down with that shit because, they're still really involved in the church. And have you ever been to a Greek baptism?
Oh, yeah. My daughter's. My daughter. I got
Did the priest literally dunk them in water, start sticking his... this guy, look, I'm not really religious, but I'll go partake. I grew up Catholic, I did all the things. But
when they dunk the infant hard?
Yeah.
Dunk the infant hard and he's just touching it. The Christians, the Catholics just do a little tiny little crust.
Yeah.
This guy's pouring shit. He's pouring oil over the body. And then putting his fingers in his mouth. This is an infant.
Whoa, wait. Fingers in the mouth.
Yeah.
What church was this?
Some shit in Brooklyn.
Saint usually,
not like a gagging.
Yeah.
Not what I do on a Friday night.
Yeah. I've never seen a priest finger in a
No, he's going this.
Oh, putting it a lip gloss?
Something. He's getting really in there.
Those videos on TikTok where they're hurting the kid.
It's not that. It's not the one on TikTok where the guy I saw a priest smack a baby once.
Yeah,
did you see that one?
The Catholic one, yeah.
Yeah, he quit after that.
Yeah.
But then the worst part.
Because the kid said no with his eyes. And he's like, we don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't consent to the smack.
So and we don't little kids saying no.
Amir, pull that up. And then the father was just staying there. I would have punched that fucking guy.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to punch the guy that's touching my niece
and
nephew.
Did you say anything?
Nah, because he's just flirting with the line. And then the worst part was the incense. Because afterwards, they walk the baby around the church. And this guy's holding incense. And it's just blowing back in the baby's face. And my sister is the biggest hypochondriac ever, but it's all forgiven because it's in that little church under that thing. I'm this is the same thing. We would never even let my nephew breathe in cologne, let alone smoke.
It is tough. I was an altar boy and I fainted once because of all the incense. There's no oxygen.
What are the incense for?
It's just to bless you, dude.
Oh, it's
don't
a blessing. It's for heaven.
You get it.
Well,
you don't reason about it. When your parents said Jesus lives in a cloud above Arizona, you don't question it. You just go, it's God's will, dude.
Just accept it.
Just accept it. You get dunks in the water. That means he's Christian. You eat the bread and you're eating Christ.
You smell incense. You're going to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're wearing God's cologne.
Oh, that's the one. Family Dollar.
Can you play that?
Religion's not for questions.
No, you're right. You're right.
But I do think it gives Greeks and Catholics a head start on swimming. It's the first.
Yeah.
Because I got a lot of friends that went to black church and they don't do that.
They don't do that.
And then some of them take a little longer to learn to swim.
Wait,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See how the baby's saying no with his eyes?
No, he slaps him. This priest is going through it.
Yo,
first of all, that's too much touching for me.
Yeah, why is he on his back, head? Yeah.
And look at the father, so uncomfortable. He's like, is this
father's kind of hot.
He's like, is this okay?
Yeah.
Oh, he just smacked him again. I would have fucking punched this guy in the face.
Yeah.
Okay, I would, as the mom, calm down.
Yeah,
Why is
they start to pull him off.
Who's that woman?
That's just the help. I don't know.
What is he doing? Is he making love?
No, he's not.
He's like suffocating
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's trying to kill him now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now they got.
Why is he? Okay. See, like, what is that for? Is that a that's a.
I don't know. Ask questions.
It's for God.
You call them father for a reason. His authority.
Yeah.
Is that even in the Bible? The word father? I've never read that. Outside of God.
I've never read that.
I don't know. Really. That's a good question.
Like, where does that come from?
What do you mean? God the Father? The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, but calling like a man father, like confessing to a man is not in the Bible.
Like confession?
Yeah.
Oh, did the Greeks have sacraments too? Or no? Confession,
no.
Eucharist?
No, we got none of that. No really? Confession, priests can marry, no pedophilia problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True.
People get weird after a while. When they get too comfortable, they just get weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
you're
things
right.
Things break down, people like get bored.
And then they want it younger.
Yeah, it's like Magic Johnson, you know, at a certain point, there's only a certain amount. You can have so many women before you go like, I want to bang Isaiah Thomas. You know,
right?
You just want to try something different.
Desensitized.
He's gay?
No.
Nobody has.
Oh, he's a boy. Toy.
He kisses. He used to kiss Isaiah Thomas on both cheeks at the beginning of the game.
Oh, is that how really? He has HIV?
And we were like, either he went to Europe and learned that, or
they have an
banging,
affair.
Have
yeah.
Is that connected to his HIV?
No, no, he didn't get it from kissing Isaiah Thomas.
Oh.
No. But he did have HIV, and gay guys do catch it easier, so it does beg the question, did he get banged out by a guy?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. What's the name of this?
Something went wrong.
Something went wrong. Something went wrong in
I'm sure we're not
Johnson's
the first
asshole.
Ones to make that speculation.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of like ethnicities and shit, so I'm a big fan, Marisa. I've been watching that. Forever, me and my ex-girlfriend, Melanie Iglesias, Puerto Rican girl.
Yeah.
We used to watch, she showed me that, and we used to like worship Marisa. And then like, when I found out like how far removed the man was from the character, like a little upsetting to me.
It's trippy for a lot of people.
You know, did you grow up around like Puerto Rican people?
For
like
sure.
How the fuck did you nail that so well? And I hate to ask this question because it's like the person asking me about like the first Jersey Shore, but like I have to. You know?
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and you know, dated a lot of Puerto Rican girls, and you know, you grew up in Brooklyn, just like, you're exposed, but black, Puerto Rican, Jewish, Italian.
Right.
It's just.
And you're just really talented and you just became a Puerto Rican woman. Well,
trans
woman before trans was like a thing.
Yeah, this was 2010.
Yeah.
It was right before the, comedy got under the microscope.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So she kind of got grandfathered in.
Yeah.
And
yeah, like Jersey Shore.
Yeah, like you couldn't do that now.
No.
No, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Even though I kind of do it on the podcast and I get in trouble. And I'm like, guys, have you seen my show? Like where I come from? Like we weren't altar boys.
It's funny though, when you perform comedy live, like on the road and stuff, you don't feel any of it.
Mm. No.
It's a real internet phenomenon. It's people creating content by commenting on your content.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because everyone is creating their own content. So that's a form of content, being like, you shouldn't do that. And then it gets
deleted.
And their comment gets like goes viral.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
It's just all content.
My clips and shit, like I literally in the world of podcasting and like being provoking and starting debates and fights and shit, none of my clips, like I don't want to do that. I'm not baiting anybody into that. I'm like, I love New York City, and it still causes a war.
Yeah.
It still causes a fight. Like anything that you do causes a fucking fight, you know?
Yeah. And when news, you know, when the internet came, news didn't really adapt. It used to be subscriber based, so if you subscribe to the New York Times, and then once it got ratings based, they kind of kicked it up a little bit. Pick a fight, let's get salacious headlines. We got to get views, we got to get clicks, so people can look at the ads.
Mm. Oh, like news being on our phones, like we don't even want to watch this channel, but it's just popping.
Yeah,
up.
Well, I'm just saying,
you have to pay for it.
Used to be paid for. So it was a little more, their economic model was more secure. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't based on advertising as much as it is now. Right. Now it's based on advertising, so you gotta, and it's online, and they gave it away for free, so you gotta click on it. So the headline's always gonna be like, you know, whites and blacks start civil war. And you're like, I gotta click on that, you know? So it's like, it became content also. They're content creators too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's why we live in the hell we live in right now.
I hate it.
That's why like the Patreon thing is probably cool, because people know what they're signing up for and shit, you know? Unless you just want everyone to just... I kind of like when they fight over it, you know what I mean? Just like...
Yeah, I think it's great for comedy too, especially. Mm. Live is great, and I think Patreon is great, because like your fans... comedy is so based on context. Like, people have an understanding when they go into comedy club, you're going to hear something wrong.
Yeah.
We're all signing up for that.
We want to.
Yeah, nobody, you know, I got in trouble in school when I was a class clown, not because I said the right thing. You can't go up there and be like, guys, you know, be nice. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's not funny. Saying the wrong thing is funny.
Right.
So,
I feel the same with the pod, too. I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and just talk about, like, you know, my favorite food and shit like that, just to be like so safe.
Yeah.
Then again, I'm not like, I'm a good guy. Like, I'm not, I don't have any crazy beliefs. You know what I mean? But just saying, like, you know, I like a thick woman is controversial, you know? But again, it's wrong.
Yeah.
So I like that. You know, it's wrong. It's not me just being like, everyone's beautiful.
Yeah. It's wrong to like,
first of all, I'm liking the thing that's you're not supposed to like. Everyone likes skinny people.
Well, don't say that. You don't say you're not supposed to like it.
Yeah. Oh.
See, you got to be very careful.
Okay.
You like the thing that everyone should be forced to like by government mandate.
Right. Okay. Not skinny people. I don't know. I'm so confused.
But here's the thing. It's only like three people.
Who are right.
Be like, hey, Vinny, what the why did you say that?
Yeah. You have girls that are blocked that'll now put me on their story about something they're mad at.
Oh,
about you. Yeah.
I don't really block any. I only block people for like the stupidest shit. Like, someone could be like, I hope your whole fucking family dies, and like, I won't block them. That doesn't bother me. But if someone's like, you need to move your plant 2 inches to the right, I'll block that motherfucker. Because they're actually like really fans, and I actually want them.
They're invested.
I want them to feel it.
And I'm sure they do.
They're like, why did I say that?
Do you do the thing where you block all the other accounts they could make? You know, when you block.
It just says it. It says like, oh, yeah. Like block them and all the other accounts. Yeah.
Damn.
You got a lot of followers, though. That means you're really reading the DMs.
I do frequent the comments.
Yeah, not healthy.
Yeah, but it doesn't really get me like that, you know? It only gets me when I'm like, I really did something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but like the other shit, like just like the stupid controversial shit, like I just posted a clip about New York City and everyone's like, it sucks there and, you know, fucking freedom. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I'm like, oh, wait, did I go too far here? Like, that's kind of like.
New York's pretty much pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not as great as it was before COVID, but.
Yeah.
I felt that way about San Francisco. I was just in San Francisco. I was like expecting to go there and see like naked people shitting in poke bowls, but it was totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still the same old arrogant tech geeks, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why people are like, oh, it's never going to go back or it's not the same. Like, I feel like it's fine.
It's totally
fine. It's
like fine.
Homeless people, hot people.
It depends on your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always say like I live in, you know,
Soho in a penthouse.
Soho. You know, Meryl Streep is like walking her dog around me, you know. Yeah. But I'm not going to go to like Times Square or something like that, you know.
Right. Times Square used to be, it was pretty good for a good couple
it's
of years.
It's not good. Yeah.
When I was growing up it was very bad.
Yeah.
Not good.
Oh, you grew up here. Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up here and Times Square was bad.
Now you live in Westchester.
Yeah, Westchester, like, we made
like
it there.
Drugs?
Drugs, crime, prostitution. It was a very sketchy area. Mm. There was a lot of porn movie theaters.
Mm.
So it was a very sketchy, but a lot of crime. It was very crime. The 70s, 80s, and early 90s were very bad in this city. It was very bad. And then mid-90s, it started to change. And then the 20-year run till COVID was probably one of the best runs any city's ever had in the history of the world. I mean, New York was incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible for the 2000s, mm-hmm. which is probably when you were coming up.
Yeah.
You grew up post 9/11.
Yeah.
Like your generation's like, everything's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was, when I was a kid, you couldn't be on the train.
Why? Someone would mug you?
Yeah. You get mugged, you get hurt. Yeah. You get jumped. Wow. Yeah.
Which can happen now still.
It was a normal thing. It was a normal thing to get jumped and beat up in the 90s.
Trains had like graffiti on them and shit.
And it was just violence. It was just violence everywhere.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was a tough time.
I didn't, I'm 36. I didn't make the porn theaters, but I did make the, well, actually, I was going to say, like, I remember the video stores that had the porn behind the curtain.
I remember that.
My cousins used to get that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
those. And then I got my first wave of porn. What'd you say? No,
I remember those, the guys who would go to the back. You couldn't go straight to the back.
You'd
always have to pretend like you were looking.
The new releases.
Yeah, where's Twins with Danny DeVito? And then you just drifted slowly back. Yeah.
Whoa, what's behind here?
Is this the romantic comedies? Whoops. Okay, yeah. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Nobody just went straight back.
That's really funny.
You had to do a little. deceptive.
But sex stores are still a thing.
Yeah.
Even though you could just buy them online. People like browsing.
Do you do that?
I have with the girl, with a gal.
With the girl.
And a guy. No, with a gal. And a guy.
How does that work, though? Because
it's awkward.
Your Jersey Shore is famous. Like, you can't just walk in. Do you put on like glasses?
Like a nose and mustache?
Yeah. Because then it's going to be, somebody's going to tweet. Vinny came in. He bought a butt plug.
But that would make me like progressive.
I think
Fire. You know what I'm saying?
Get some gay sex toys too. Confuse everyone.
Yeah. Like I can't go into like a tractor store. That would make me right wing.
Yeah.
Or like I can go into a sex store. But no, like it was weird. Where I'm from on Staten Island, like people don't give a fuck who I am. Like I can go to the gym, like the egos and everything like that. Same thing in Manhattan. It's just so weird and out there. There's like some Indian guy working behind that he doesn't know who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
Right.
Sex store in like, you know, Illinois would probably be weird. They'd be like, oh, that's Vinny. Why are you here? Blah, plug,
right,
you know?
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. New York is not, they don't really care about celebrity like that.
No.
It's like, keep it moving.
So the Trader Joe's across from my house, like I could literally be set on fire and no one would give a fuck who I am. It's like this weird bubble where people don't care, like the cashiers, anything. But then you see me out everywhere else, like everyone's like, oh my God, Vinny. She likes when people like start like weird conversations with me.
They do the weirdest thing.
Like, they don't want to say like I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
They'll be like, I have a question. When is the new season coming out?
That was like a black one, be like, so Vinny.
Yeah. Giannis, I did my first open mic yesterday.
I took him.
Nice.
It was horrible.
Game. Comedy, it's like the Statue of Liberty. We take everybody.
Yeah, so we take everybody.
Yeah. Welcome.
I know. I've always wanted to do it, though. I've done it on and off since this started. I did like improv classes, UCB, sketch comedy for like 7 years. Stand-up is obviously like the most respected, hardest one. That's why like I think you're one of the GOATs. Because I try it. I know how hard it is. People don't know how hard it is just seeing what the fuck. Seeing you have a fucking special, it's insane, you know?
Yeah, well, nowadays, I mean, you know, I don't think the special matters as much. It's just like build your thing and do your own thing, and it's great. It's opened up comedy to everyone, like audiences that were.
Well, special, like, just wherever you want to put it, meaning. But you still have to do the comedy.
But you can do it in minute clips. You can do a little talk to someone in the crowd. You can do whatever. Mm-hmm. People connect to it. Throw it out there on your TikTok. Throw it out on your Gram. You know, it's market. It's, you know, we're all Budweiser. We're all like Nike. We're all like
a brand.
Making trailers for
yourself.
Yeah, for ourselves.
Some of us shouldn't.
Yeah. I always like, you were my favorite Jersey Shore.
Thank you.
Because I felt like you were all natural. You were like the Derek Jeter of the Jersey Shore. Mm. No steroids.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
In an era, because not only was it the sports steroid era, I was telling Sienna, I think it was also the steroid era in reality TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no way Ronnie
was. It's still the steroid era of that. They don't test anybody at the door.
Ronnie was definitely getting roid rage.
Yes. Ronnie was getting roid rage. I think they all were.
Do the producers just go, somebody's got to fight?
Yeah.
No.
What made that show?
I mean, it couldn't just be a couple of guys and girls sitting around talking about sauce, because that would have got boring.
Yeah.
Well, so we did that a lot. That's why like our producers were geniuses. They locked us in a house for, you know, a whole summer.
Yeah.
And, you know, like 99% of the time you were sitting around talking about sauce.
Right.
But the fact that
how thin do you slice your
99% of the time, you know. That's why Seaside Heights, New Jersey, have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Was such an integral part of the show. It was its own character because it's the only place where you could literally walk outside your door and get punched in the face on camera.
Uh-huh.
That's how fucking slow these people were, that they were punching girls in the face.
Oh, I saw that clip, yeah.
And guys, every time we walked out the door, it'd just be like a fight. Like, nowhere, everyone would be like, no, what, it's on camera, I have a future. Over there, they were like, fuck you, Benny's. Benny's is what you call, it's an acronym for like Brooklyn, I don't know, whatever. People from around the Tri-State area that go to the Jersey Shore, and they would just fight us, and that's what made the show. So no one had to tell us to fight.
And plus, you were probably a target because all the cameras. Mm-hmm.
The first season, hated. People hated us. They wanted to fight us. Second season, much less. We became rock stars like overnight. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no one had to tell us because it was just like a follow documentary in the trashiest place ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do they have to do that to people too who like attack Ronnie? Like, hold up before you hit him again. Can you sign this release?
Well, that guy, if he was on camera, he signed a release.
That's so funny.
Not during fight, but that's how stupid that guy was. He probably would have fucking signed.
Like any girl you talk to at the club, just if there's a cameo of her, she has to sign.
If you see her face on camera, she signed a release.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Yeah.
A lot of stars.
Did anyone was anyone smart and being like, it was a really good scene? And they were like, I won't sign the release. And then the producer's like, damn, we'd have to throw out the footage because we may get sued.
I'm sure.
And then someone was like, hey, let's talk. Let's cut a deal.
Right.
Yeah. Give me a little bit more money and I'll sign
that release. That's what I would do.
No, not in Seaside. nobody was smart.
Were you able to bang with cameras in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Him? Yeah.
Yeah, we banged every night.
Yeah.
No, I didn't prefer that. No. It was whack sex. It was like under the covers, you know, pitch black sex. I'm a visual guy, so, you know, someone was next to me.
You want to see some fat rolls.
Yeah, he loves the
I want to see Lizzo on top of me.
Yeah, you want to see some ripples in the ocean.
The boobs clap together.
See some movement.
A fat roll turns me on so much. She doesn't get
I can't
it.
Even. No, I saw because the girls you like will pop up on like the pictures he likes. And I'm like, wow. Yeah.
What kind of girls do you like?
Me? Hot girl.
Hot
fucking.
The one she sends me, I'm like, not enough fat rolls.
Yeah, no, I feel like you would like the woman I like. Like beautiful. Yeah. Like a beautiful 10 in shape Pilates.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they're looking at women like as the women. We're looking at...
I don't even know what I'm saying.
I don't even know, but like, I'm not looking at the woman the same way you are. Like, you know?
No, I think you are. I mean, she's into him like that.
But like
no, but she's looking at like a beautiful woman. I'm looking at like something that's like disgusting.
I think he was like molested by like a big nanny or something.
Yeah, nah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you married? Or
yeah, I'm
okay, cool, cool.
I got married, 2 daughters.
Nice.
They're all female in my house.
That's nice.
Yeah. I grew up with 2 sisters.
Maurice a wig on and it's all female.
Yeah. You still whip it out sometimes in the bedroom. Yeah.
Just put it on.
Yeah. When did you get married? How old were you?
I was in my 40s and it's been, I think we're 4 or 5 years going on
now. Okay.
2 kids. Moved to
West. Do you feel like you started too late or was it the right time? Because everyone tells me I'm old now because I'm 36.
No, dude. See? I think people are living longer now, so do it later. The only problem is nature hasn't caught up, so women, it's unfair. Like, when you get to 35, that's a high-risk pregnancy.
Yep.
So that's just
geriatric.
How old was your wife when you met her?
My wife's 14 years younger than me. Show business has its perks.
Yeah.
No, I love her. And she was in her 30s. She was like 30, our first kid or something like that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And so we had 2 kids, but... For guys, it's just unfair. I mean, look at Bobby De Niro and Al Pacino just pushing out kids in like the 80s.
Yeah.
It's kind of hot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes that shit.
Yeah. You like older guys and chicks.
Yeah. Hot young chick
an ugly older
guy. Ugly older guy. Like an ugly oaf.
See?
Yeah.
There's some biological underpinning.
Like Hugh Hefner, I get it. I'd want a little bit more girth on him, though.
And why is that?
I don't know, because I don't have grandfather issues. And my dad's like kind of young and hot. He's still in his 40s.
Calling your dad young and hot is a little weird. That was a little weird.
No, he didn't raise me.
Her mom's fucking hot.
My mom's hot. And my dad, he's a pretty little white boy. But I...
Pretty little white boy is better.
I think I like... I probably it's daddy issues. I like someone to provide for me. And like a guy not my age, I'm like, ugh, you know?
I would do that, dude. If I was a girl, I would do that.
Yeah.
Girls?
What are you bringing to the table? No, if I'm a girl, if I was a girl, well, I would do girls too. But if I was a girl, I'd be like, what are you bringing to the table?
You have to.
Yeah,
like, you have to.
It's not just like... It's like, let's talk money. Let's talk money here.
Yes. Yeah. When guys ask me that, I'm like, ew. When they ask me, they're like, oh, but what are you? And I'm like, bye.
Yeah. I've been getting into some heat for, you know, taking on the little bit of the gender role conversation about men being the provider and stuff like that. And girls have said to me, they're like, oh, so we get called a gold digger if we want that. Or should, and I'm like, I don't believe in that at all. We're both kind of using each other for certain resources, you know?
Yeah.
And you should be using me if that's your thing. And you want to have children, which a lot of people do, then you should use the man for that, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are you doing?
It's never...
That's why I think you might like the old ones. It's like a biological underpinning there that he has resources. He's lived.
I'm younger than his kids.
Yeah.
All right, that's weird.
No, but I'm like his next life. Like, you know, he was married... And then,
There's a lot of benefits. Older guys experience, they die sooner.
I feel like I'm on a casting couch porn thing right now. They die sooner is fun. Bring it back around. Save it, Giannis.
I like that part.
Yeah. Well, that's what was good about getting married because it's like, it's going to be over soon, which is a benefit.
Yeah.
That's going to be my pitch.
Also, yeah. Men with money are never like money. Gold digger about a girl like me. It's always men, a man that's broke that are like, psh, like gold digger. Like, why do you know what
oh,
I mean?
Right, right. The guys with the money, they'd be like, I'm ready to provide for you. I want to start a family. Yeah.
Yeah, because women wear their wallet. They are their wallet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like no guy ever looks at a woman and goes like, how much money? It's just like, that's the money. They look at the woman and go, that's the point
of your money.
Yeah.
What's the point otherwise?
Yeah, we got to buy. Can you curse on this podcast?
Yeah.
We curse. Buy pussy.
Buy pussy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Everything I do
is for woman.
Is for pussy.
Yeah. Those sneakers were for pussy.
This outfit, this haircut, it's all for fucking pussy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, you know.
That's why I don't understand like dictators and stuff. I'm like, what's wrong? What are you guys doing?
Mm.
Like,
why?
Who wants power and like? Oh. It's like, you know, because most guys live their lives for pussy.
Yeah,
it's you want money, you want success to be attractive to girls, and then you're going like, but what do they do? They're doing. They want to take over a country. Like, you already got
for power.
Yeah,
what
are you doing?
Yeah,
that's weird.
I know what you mean.
It's maybe like some
well, with power,
perverted behavior.
But then you can get like a lot of queens and shit, right?
I guess. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
So like, okay, so you're married and you're still successful. And I'm actually, from being such a fan of Marisa, I was happy.
I have wore the wig in here?
That would
have
been cool.
Great.
Respectfully, like, you know, I know you've been doing your thing all these years, but I saw a resurgence of you in the podcast era and stuff like that. And I was like so happy because I'm like, holy shit, it's like a really talented guy that I fucking used to worship Marisa and jerk off to. No, I'm kidding. I still do.
We could get it cooking. Just how much money?
I'll
give you a private show. I'll grab the wig, give you five dossets.
Wait, so now you are married and, you know.
He's being autistic.
What's the point of, I don't want to lose my thought, but what's the point of, okay, so like, you're not waking up for pussy anymore. You're waking up for your family, right?
Yeah.
So does like the one thing just completely overshadow the other thing?
It comes about your kids.
Yeah.
It's about like the love of the craft, but it's a paradigm shift in your perspective. Like, yeah, everything changes when you have kids. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Even like my old nihilism. I'm like, no, the world's got to continue. Yeah. You know, like,
wait, what does nihilism mean?
Nihilism, like, you know, cynicism, everything sucks, everything's going to shit.
Pessimistic.
Perspective.
You want things to continue for you.
To
your
do
kids.
Better. Yeah.
Having kids is just the most incredible thing. You'll never love anything like that. It neuters you in a good way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just everything. There's nothing negative about
it. So when you want to wake, okay, so like in my position, you want to wake up in the morning and do things to get pussy. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the car and this and that. So now when you wake
up. Just go to restaurants for you.
What?
You like big girls.
Oh,
go to
buffets.
Go to
IHOP. Go to McDonald's.
Yeah, or just get out of New York City. Everyone's
I tell them to go to Atlanta.
Go hit the Chinese buffet in Uniontown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Just carry a girl's food to her plate. Yeah. She'll be in a scooter.
Scooter. Wait.
Go on the Impractical Jokers cruise. You'll find one.
Dude, I'm getting serious here. So when you wake up in the morning, like, or no, you get like an offer to go on tour and stuff. Yeah. It's like for your children.
Yeah, I still enjoy comedy.
You're like, not still for pussy. No.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's different. It's not. Yeah. I go to the hotel room. I go to the show, and then I work out. And what can I eat healthy? And
well, I do that too, and I don't
I don't drink anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
That shit just stopped for me anyway. Even though I'm single, you slow down. You know, back in the day, it was like land. I didn't do comedy, but I did fucking club appearances where it was literally the most ratchet situation to
now,
get.
What do they do? They hire you just hold glow sticks and like just stand around.
Yeah,
just
glow sticks. You know,
and people go, "Hey, he's fitting. He's it."
Yeah, it was just, back in the day, it was that era. They don't really do it anymore, but it was that era of just appearances where you would just go to a nightclub, everyone would come see you, would get on the microphone and be like, what's up? And then just drink and just, you know.
Yeah, I used to be a bottle girl.
Yeah, you bet you were.
You took a turn from the church.
But it was such good money. Yeah. And my dad left, so I feel like it's fair.
Oh, once that happened.
You know,
it's
once that happened,
trade-off.
Bottle girl, lesbian, gold digger.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you do spots every night still with kids, or are you
not anymore? Yeah, the pandemic really changed that. I think a lot of comics don't do spots all the time anymore.
Yeah,
and I'm on the road so much, so I kind of work out material on the road. But I used to think I had to do spots at least 3, 4, 5 times a week. But the pandemic, we all stopped doing spots, and it was fine. Uh-huh. I think we all had this fear that we were going to lose our chops, but like, I didn't. Nobody did, and
Yeah.
So I think it changed that. But also, yeah, having kids kind of changes your priorities. But it's more the switch from after COVID, mm-hmm. where it's like, mm-hmm. You don't got to be on stage. I've been doing it a long time, so like, I didn't forget how to do it. You know?
For sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So,
and you also have to.
When I write new stuff, I'll do some spots again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but once I get into a groove and like know what my act is, and I'm just on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about the open mic thing, just because like I'm trying to figure it out, like doing shitty shows versus open mics, because like at the open mic, I've never felt like that much hatred before from like other young comedians. Yeah. Meanwhile, last night I went to Greenwich, and you know there was real comics there that were like do it, you know, and they couldn't be more supportive. They were laughing. It wasn't like, because you're not looking for like a laugh of like, oh my God, this is so funny. You're looking for like a reassurance laugh of like, hey, you got something there. And that's what like they were all doing. But in the open mic, it was the opposite.
Yeah.
It was like, how can I not laugh at you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Open mics, especially in New York, are it's all comedians, and it's good for you to just get on stage and sort of feel yourself talking.
But you're not working out the material.
You can't tell anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Your jokes in an open mic.
Right.
You can't, because it's just all
comedy. It just made me feel worse about it.
I always like have a tester joke that always works at every show, and then if I do and it doesn't work in a mic, I'm like, this is not
useful. Open mics aren't that great. The best thing is to do bar rooms.
Okay, guys, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy. And I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy because sometimes you got to get ahead of it, because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff, you know, talking to professionals and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important. All right. So it's totally flexible like that. And it's online, and it's flexible to your own needs too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids, or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp. You know, just start with it, because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process, and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit betterhelp.com/Vinny, and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? betterhelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Rooms and offbeat rooms. When I came up, I had my own room, and it was great.
Okay, maybe I should do that.
It became like a legendary, like, underground room. It was an era where, like, Hannibal Buress had a room, Michael Che and Nimesh had a room.
Does that mean you're the host?
Yeah, I hosted it.
You bring people?
A couple friends through, and I would do a lot of time and figure stuff out.
Mm-hmm. And it was in a comedy club or a bar?
It was a bar, yeah.
Okay.
So you go on, like, an off night. Like
a bar meaning, like, people don't know they're going to a comedy show?
No, it gets a reputation, and people come. Yeah,
okay,
you promote it, you chalk the streets, whatever. You know, it just word of mouth spreads.
Because I'm almost like, is it better just like to do the stand-up in front of people that don't even know they're doing stand-up? Because like it doesn't feel like such a harsh rejection. Like, because they're just like drinking. He's like, who gives a fuck?
I feel like, you know, ambush I mean? Isn't the way. I think just like you sold ambush? Like 20. Like that's like when people don't know. Like,
Like,
yeah.
But if it's like 20 people, but there are people then like that are at the bar too. But, like some people you want there for you.
Some people, yeah. But
you just
also
want to get up as much as possible. Whatever stage it is, you just want to get on stage and try.
Because you I know that you like would riff a lot, and you know, I feel like that's how you really discover it. But it's so scary riffing. It's so much safer like just telling a joke with like a setup and a punchline.
Well, there's two types of comics. There's comics who write before, and then there's comics who write on stage. Mm. There's really only two types.
What were you?
I'm on stage. Like I'll go up with a premise. I'll have an idea. And then I'll play with it. Yeah. And then I'll just chip away at it, mold it, retell it, try it differently.
Uh-huh.
And then you got guys like Sam Morrell and Norman. They write.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah,
a
that's
joke.
Like me.
And then they go and they try it. And, you know, there's a lot of those seem to be the two types of comedians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm more the writer right now because, like, I can understand the math of it all as opposed to, you can't make sense of someone's, like, just funny riff. You know what I mean? But I feel like the riffs are the things that, like, kill. And the jokes are the things that just like get a laugh, you know.
The jokes that are really good, they get big laughs.
Yeah, but they
some things seem like a riff that aren't riffs. Like for some people's style, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a bunch of jokes maybe.
Or like it seems like it's so off the cuff, but it's just the way that they're performing it.
Yeah, and also crowd work will get a bigger pop just because people are getting attention. There's that nervous thing.
Yeah,
it's always like it's in the room and like so it always gets a bigger pop.
Yeah that's what I noticed, like even last night, like that's why it's intimidating for me, because I might have like some good jokes, but the real comics that do it four times a night, they're like interweaving their jokes with like talking to the crowd and also talking to themselves too, like that fucking sucked or whatever, blah blah blah. But it just makes it feel like you're hanging out with the guy and I'm just like, so, why did the chicken cross the road? you know?
It's a comfort
next joke.
Level on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a comfort that comes from years of just being comfortable up there.
Yeah, and you just got to keep doing it, right?
You got to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Or throw some clips up, have one go viral, and then tour off it. I don't know.
I know. That's what we said, too, because I'm already like
changed.
I'm already like a person.
Yeah.
So it's like, why am I going to these like places to get hated?
Yeah, just like, you start your own show, sell tickets, promote it, and do your thing. When I was coming up, it was totally different. I'm in between eras, so it was like 5 minutes, late night set, go on a late night talk show, then go to Montreal, go to the comedy festival, then get your half hour on Comedy Central, then take meetings for sitcom, then do an hour. That's out there. Nobody's watching a full special. And nobody watches a full special. Even the Metrics show, people can't get past 20 minutes, even for like Chappelle, Burr, the big guys.
Right.
Like the average watch time is just half of the special.
But I still feel like people like watching live comedy.
Live
for
is,
sure.
Yeah.
I think, bigger than ever. Because screens are now, it's kind of reversed. Mm. You used to be like, if you saw someone on a screen, you're like, wow, they're on a screen, that's different.
Yeah.
Now we're all on screen.
Yeah.
Wow, that's different.
The person's in the flesh.
Yeah. It's become the special thing.
Yeah. And you do a podcast too?
I do a podcast. Yeah. The Giannis Papasour. It's my career is very strange because some people, like, it was very, you know, Maurice was just big in Miami and New York for the most part.
Right.
That's
where
well,
I saw
really
today, popped. Like, because I was bumping it again just to get back in the spirit. I still do it every once in a while, but it had, like, on your page, it had, like, 50,000 views. Did you, like, have, is that right or no? Did you delete it and then re-upload
it? It's up there, but it got, I mean, you have to, like, sign in.
Oh, okay.
Like, now it's, like, flagged up.
Oh, I got
the old videos still. There's the four original videos are still up there.
Okay.
But they don't come up on the search anymore.
Oh, okay.
You got to sign in. You got to do legal work. This video has so many triggers in it.
God.
Yeah. Marisa should have had a TV show.
Yeah. Well, you
should've
know, it's funny.
A sketch show.
Because it was 2000 when I created that. It was beginning of 2011. And it got very popular. And also my comedy career was picking up. So I took a lot of meetings and I was trying to pitch shows.
Mm.
And cancel culture really started around 2012.
Yeah.
Right. I remember it started around there. And the reactions from the executives when I would talk to them.
Yeah.
It was just this thing where they're going like, you know, we can't do this.
Right? Yeah.
And I was just naive.
Like, right.
It's funny. People love it. You know,
Puerto Rican people love the most.
The fan bases are mostly minority and gay. Gays love it. They do it at drag shows.
Yeah.
So I kind of broke the system with the cancel system. Like, it's like people.
You think you invented ass pussy?
I mean, I'm sure it was out there. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like Das It. Das It was out there, but the character made it like a funny thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she didn't make up much. I mean, rigorous was a word that was out there, but
yeah,
you know.
Ass pussy really stuck with me, though.
You like ass pussy?
Yeah, daddy. Wash it out with Listerine.
She was, you know, it was, I think, the whole combination of her being a former basketball star.
That's the thing, too, is that, because you played ball, right?
I
always wanted to ask you that, because, like, I just, like, back when I used to watch it, I picked up on the little things. I'm like, yo, this guy can fucking play basketball, whoever he is.
Yeah.
Did you play, like, in college?
I played high school.
High school?
Yeah, college.
Not, like, D3 or anything?
No, I got recruited for D3, but I went to the American University, and D.C. was D1. Mm-hmm. So I tried out for the team. I wasn't good enough, and then I just practiced with the team and became friends with them. My roommate was the point guard, and so, but high school I played, and yeah. So,
like, you were a good, like, LA Fitness player kind of thing.
Yeah.
YMCA.
You get to D1, the two guard is 6'4".
Yeah.
I was, you know, when I was in high school, I was like a 3. I was like a small forward. And you get there and 5'11 and a half. You're like, all right.
Yeah.
It's just a whole nother level. The guys who make the league, they're freaks. It's
oh, yeah.
I've had a few sports shows and I've interviewed all these athletes. If you pay attention to the hands of football players.
Football?
Like, if you look at Gronk's, the next time you watch a football game, if you look at Gronk's hands or Terrell Owens' hands,
who
I both interviewed, they're freaks, dude.
Right.
It's like,
huge.
It looks like Freddy Krueger's glove.
I love
it. It's insane.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman, when you watch Troy Aikman commentate a game, just look at his hands. They're mutants. I'm telling you, the difference, because how good you got to be to play D1, and then how good you got to be to make a professional league, and then to be a star in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're like, there's alien DNA in there.
Yeah. That's why, like, you know Jalen Brunson?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like fucking 6'1". And he is so good amongst those fucking monsters.
Yeah.
It's insane. That gives me so much more respect for him, you know? Because actually, I mean, because I took a picture with him and he made me look so small, even though, like, we're like the same height. But he, like you said, like, he's like girthy.
There's something, there's just something abnormally strong or big, or it's a weird.
It's so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if he was sitting here right now, he would still be, you just want to be like.
What?
Choked out by one of them.
Yeah. Right? Oh, you know, I'm cousin. You know Horace and Harvey Grant?
Yeah.
They're my cousins.
Horace Grant. I know Horace Grant.
From the
really?
Bulls and the Bloods.
Yeah. Really? I nicknamed my balls Horace and Harvey Grant.
Wait, what?
I nicknamed my balls Horace
and Harvey
Grant.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Because one of them's more prominent than the other.
Yeah.
So Horace was a little more famous. So my left nut's Horace and
is
my right nut's
real?
Harvey. Yeah.
No.
They're twins. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, with the little goggles.
Yeah. And one was
and
a little
Sienna's
better.
And they're Sienna's cousins.
Yeah.
And they're also my balls.
That's crazy.
Tell them that. They'll appreciate it. Don't tell Harvey that I did it because Horace was more prominent.
My mom was like knew them. Like I don't
really
know them.
Interesting.
My mom knew Michael Jordan.
So they're
very
your uncles or your cousins?
They're cousins. Yeah. My mom, like, because my mom is like their age. She's like 51. Mm. She would always go to the Michael Jordan games because he played
on the Bulls.
Horace played on the Bulls.
The Michael Jordan games.
I don't know anything about basketball. She would always not want to go because she was like, ew, I don't care about this. And I was like, wait, even I hate sports, but like.
But hot.
That's hot.
Yeah.
She could have been, what is it, a wag?
A wife of wags. Wife and girlfriend.
Right? Oh.
It was a show.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait, no.
Someone that dates athletes?
Yeah. Why is it called, what does it stand for again? Wag, wife and girlfriend, I think, of
the
athletes.
Athlete.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Are you into gumas or what's the deal? How Italian are we talking? does your mom understand, like, if you had a guma?
Oh, like a side girl?
Yeah.
She would probably understand.
Get it, right?
She would get it.
What is that?
Like, she wouldn't like advocate for it, you know? My mom like never tells me to get married ever.
She doesn't, huh?
No, she's not that type. Because she's, you know, she's been separated from my dad my whole life. So, you know, she's like a loner like me. Yeah. But she's also very conventional, traditional, conservative Italian.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's like she gets both sides of it.
That's interesting.
But she just like wants you to be happy. She's just like an angel, you know.
Could you come home with like a non-Italian girl?
And yeah. Whatever,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
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 All the time.
I mean, every time I do take a girl home, she's not Italian. Yeah. Yeah.
What about a thicker Italian girl?
There's plenty of those.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, not really.
No.
It's a very carb
heavy. Carb heavy diet. Yeah.
I don't know. The metabolisms are getting stronger now. Yeah.
I met his mom recently.
Yeah,
I went to his comedy show class performance.
What was his mom like?
I said hi to her. She was intimidating.
You never saw my mom on the show? She had like big red Italian hair.
I remember you had a dinner at the house.
Yeah, like she got famous because like every time she would come over, she'd bring like 14 trays of like baked ziti and stuff. And I just thought that was like normal.
Yeah.
But apparently like it's just normal not to have a family
yeah.
in America. You
is
know?
Anything real on I mean, you're the only Italian on the show. I mean, I come here, I find out that Snooki's Persian or whatever.
Yeah, she's Persian.
I didn't know she was a Syrian refugee. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I would have thought I thought they were all Italian.
Is Paulie D Italian?
He's Italian, but very Italian-American.
Right.
Mike is Italian-American.
Right.
Ronnie was Puerto Rican and Italian.
So everybody was Italian.
So you guys all have the same accent, though, right?
No, Paulie had the
Rhode Island. Pac the car.
Yeah,
she's from Mass.
Yeah, from Mass.
Providence has a lot of grease balls. They got a lot of Italians. Federal Hill,
Providence, Boston. Where are you from?
From Brooklyn.
Oh shit!
Yeah, from Park Slope.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's really
nice. Would you live there or no?
Well, it probably wasn't nice.
I mean, who can afford it?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Was it more expensive than Westchester?
Depends on where. Westchester has some pretty decent spots.
Okay.
But you got a house in Westchester.
Yes, true.
You get a lot of space in Westchester.
Was Park Slope like gangster growing up or?
It was, there were
it was
parts.
Italian, right?
Huh?
Italian, kind of?
It was Irish. It was very Irish, Puerto Rican. It was probably, to be honest with you, Park Slope was probably one of the most diverse neighborhoods.
Oh.
Like in the world,
really
seriously, like in the 80s and 90s, it was so diverse. And it was Irish, Black, Puerto Rican, Jewish, white, everyone, and socioeconomically diverse. You had like some people who were a little better off, and you know, and it was just all socioeconomic statuses. Mm-hmm. It was real, and then it got, you know, very gentrified,
right.
So it always had like an area that was better.
Yeah,
and then you went like one or two blocks, it was bad, mm-hmm. and then it just, you know, New York just got gentrified.
It's crazy. I would babysit over there, and I was like, the amount of money.
It got crazy. My dad bought his house for $28,000 in 1959.
Wow.
Yeah, from like an Irish family that didn't have like a gas stove.
Right.
Just like put wood in the
fireplace. Did he sell it?
We just recently sold it, yeah.
No. Oh, shit. Recently?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Me and my brother got a couple dollars.
Oh, fire.
Oh, is your brother single?
He's gay and he's single.
So is she.
Yeah.
But he does not like you, honey.
No.
What's his type?
His types are dudes. Things with dicks.
Vinny?
Things with dicks.
He likes younger guys, but and Vinny's smart. So
smart.
You could see Vinny's smart. He's a counter. He's a finger sniffer.
Okay.
So he would be into Vinny. Yeah.
He's more into like, what's a finger sniffer?
I called like the nerdy guys finger sniffers
because
they're always like doing math and sniffing their fingers.
Like their farts.
That's really funny.
No, or just like concentrating, sniffing fingers.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Like you look like a guy who's like reading and doing like.
You sniff my fingers.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a fucking.
I do it. I
sniffer.
Read and I'll sniff my fingers.
Yeah, you
I'll
do.
Put them in my butt and sniff my fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. I do that.
We all love our ass smell. Sometimes when you're pooping, are you like, that's kind
of. Yeah. Hell yeah. We love your own brand.
It's really weird. But then sometimes I'll fart really bad and it will smell like someone else's.
Oh,
I'm like,
I know you.
Dad, whatever I ate,
yeah.
It's
crossed
like
the line
shit.
Into smelling like somebody else's.
When you're smell. Disgusted by your own fart.
Yeah. I took a massive dump at your place yesterday.
Really?
Did you smell it?
Oh, I thought you were changing your thing.
I was, and then it just came out.
Oh, shit. Good
and
for
I was
you.
Like, wow, we're close.
That's cool. That's cool. I had no idea you were doing that. You were in there for a while.
Yeah, I know. I had to air it out because I was like, he'll judge me.
I don't think I've ever had another girl poop in my apartment.
That's how comfortable I am.
I know. No, you can. I don't care.
You don't seem happy about it.
I know.
Yeah, no, it was my guest bathroom.
Oh, you know,
it's fine.
Yeah.
I never go in there.
Yeah.
That's your bathroom.
Thank you. His place is so beautiful.
Were you in there for a long time?
She was, but I thought she was like you know, I am changing on my, her tampon, throwing up,
yeah,
crying over me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I feel like it's like when you pee, when a dog pees, I was like, this is, I'm the captain now.
Mm.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah, girls here shit just like us, guys.
Yeah.
And they do. It's disappointing when I found out.
I know.
I used to think it was just like
sherbert,
Barbie dolls. Like, it just, you didn't shit.
Like pixie dust.
Oh, God. Once you smell your, like, first crush's shit smell, it's when you become a man, really. Yeah.
I had to, I was in L.A. and I was dating a girl. I first started dating her. And, like, for some reason, I just started keto. And for some reason, I thought, like, soy was healthy. So I would, like, switch my milk in Starbucks to soy. And I was farting so fucking bad. And I just met this girl. And, like, every time I farted, I would go to the bathroom, close the door and fart and come back out and be like, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. And she'd be like, it's okay, you know.
That's so.
That's why I wiped her up.
Oh, you did? The one with the baby?
This was before that.
Oh, okay. This was before that one. You can't find any of his girlfriends online. It's actually crazy because I Googled
pretty
it.
Pretty low key, but everyone thinks I'm gay because like I'm not out there like on Getty Images with like a girl every week.
Right.
But I'm just kind of like low key about it. The girls that I like don't really care about fame or anything like that, you know?
Yeah. If you were gay, I think it would be cool. It would be fun.
I would love him more if he was gay.
I think it would like,
fuck you.
They would probably do another 10 years of Jersey Shore.
Yeah. If I did, I should just do it.
Gay?
I should just come out as gay.
Got, like,
I know.
10 million followers.
I know. Or if I got a relationship, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm looking for one. You know, I'm trying.
Are you looking to settle down?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, when I say settle down, I'm not.
Let's comb the fucking local buffets. I'll wingman.
Let's go.
He's so nitpicky.
Nah. Slim thick.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Is that a slim? Is it?
Like Marisa, you know?
Slim. Oh, you like da? Yeah.
Yeah. Like a little athletic.
But look like a man with a penis. A guy in a wig.
Honestly,
is what you're looking for.
Yeah. I do think sometimes I'm like, I think you're a little fruitier than you think. You know?
I don't know.
They'll be mad muscular.
I mean, if he's into Marisa, but you watch the videos, it's me. God. I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I do have a penis.
Right. I really do like the female version of Marisa without a dick.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm like I said, talk money. I'll come over there.
Let's go. No, I'm looking to settle down.
Take me to Westchester.
I don't want the ass pussy. I'm looking to settle down.
I heard you live in Soho. That's
I live
nice.
In Soho. Yep.
Talk to me. You got Aetna insurance?
Nah, Fidelis.
Fidelis is good. That's the higher end of Obamacare.
Yeah.
I like that shit. I still do her. In New York, I still do her. Miami, I still do her. Yeah.
So good.
Like, you know, people still
want to see following. Cult following.
Big time. I mean, when it first came out, it was crazy. I mean, it was nuts.
Well, that was like also early YouTube kind of.
It was very early YouTube, and it was nuts. Like, J-Lo wanted to meet me. Mark Anthony and J-Lo were dating at the time. Pitbull was watching it.
Wow.
Beyonce's dancers messaged me. Like, it was.
Oh, hell
It was making the rounds.
Hell fucking
it was definitely making the rounds.
Hell yeah.
And, and yeah, it was nuts. It was, and it was also like early viral. Like,
right.
I didn't even understand it.
Right.
Because like it was all my friends. Like
you were doing comedy, right?
I was doing stand up.
Yeah, doing stand up.
Yeah, we were all doing stand up, and then this character caught on, and I was like, should I do a live show? And it sold out like in minutes when I posted it, and I was like, what the hell?
Oh, was that annoying? Like, did you have to be Marisa now?
No. I could have went that route, which would have been funny.
Right.
But I just became
you just
her.
Always become like Andrew Dice Clay.
All right, guys. Excuse me. All right. Nobody talk about this.
Right.
All right, hold on. Let me just stretch my balls.
So
okay, that's it. How you doing, Vinny? What's up, Sienna? Yeah. Talk to me.
Right.
I would do the show. I'd do stand-up, and I'd do her. But everyone was there to see her, but I would do stand-up. And then I had another character that was Greek, Mr. Panos, who was also popular,
but with
totally different fans, right? Mm. So that's why my career is weird. It was like a bunch of people would come to the show to see him, a bunch of people would come to see her, and I would force that crowd to see her to sit through him, and then the Greeks would be looking at her like, what the fuck is this? They had no idea who she was.
And
Puerto Ricans and Dominicans were like, who the fuck is this Greek guy?
And then who the fuck are you? Who is this guy in the middle, you know?
Dude, there were people who would come up after the show and go like, yo, are you fucking, you were all three?
That's fucking,
yo.
That's what I said.
And I was like, I didn't know if that was a compliment to the character work or if these people are fucking stupid.
Right.
Because it's the same face.
The video with like Norman and Joe Liston, you guys all look so young.
Yeah, that
like,
was. Wow.
Which one?
The music video.
Yeah. Norman was in that?
Yeah.
A lot of guys.
Oh, shit.
Can you pull it up?
Nate Bargatze's in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Like the music video?
There's a Das It song we did.
That's it, yeah. But I'm saying all those comics were in it?
Yeah, Nate's in it.
Oh my God. Because I went back and watched it and listened to it, but I guess I...
Dan Soder's in it.
Wow. Yeah. I guess I never really...
You guys look like kids.
You don't have to play the audio, but just... I want to see the people in it.
Yeah. Like, Joe List is in it.
That's Sergio.
Yeah, the guy...
There's Nate. You see, there's Soder.
Wait, where's Nate?
You'll see Nate in a second. Nate,
wow. This is, like, so inspiring, though.
Yeah, Nate does arenas now.
Oh, of course. Nate's amazing.
Yo, so we went to the Lower East Side, and she was so known. Mm. Everywhere we walked.
So these are real people, right?
These are all real people. Yeah, there's Nate on the right. That guy, I think.
Oh, there's Mark Norman.
There's Mark Norman.
Oh, shit.
And there's Sergio. And these are all real people at the barbershop. Wow.
Look at this, like, young class of comics that have Soder. Just graduated into success, you know?
Pat Dixon, Louis Katz.
That's so funny.
Ted
Alessandro,
Joe List, Dustin Chafin.
Wow.
Yeah. It was fun. It's crazy.
It's so crazy to think about like all these
There's
people.
Nate. See him on the right?
In the pink, right?
In the pink, yeah.
Wait, because Nate moved to New York?
Say again?
He lived in New York?
Yeah, me and Nate were like very close. We actually had a podcast together.
Really?
Early on called It Could Be Better, like 2009. And we did it all wrong. And, you know, it was early. And we toured together. We did a...
Podcast?
We just toured doing a college tour.
Yeah.
And we called it the Two Faces of America tour because he was like a right kind of guy from Christian from the South. And
Nashville,
like
the
liberal from New York. We were on stage together when Obama got elected.
Oh, wow. Nice.
In Maine. It was a wild moment. Some kid ran in and he was like, oh, my God.
That's fire.
And then the show just ended. People were like, they didn't want to continue.
Oh, were they upset?
They were happy. It was like at a college.
Were they upset?
It was like
it was depends on what room you were in.
Yeah, no, we weren't. Yeah,
like
we weren't
in Staten Island.
We weren't at Wagner.
The Wagner High School.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Italians are the Michael Jordan of racism. Really, they really come up with very
creative type of shit.
They take your worst attribute, even amongst the friend groups, and then that'll become your nickname.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, but Italians though, like, can't even like we're not even safe. Well, we weren't safe like in the South. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Yankees and the shit like that.
Okay, yeah. No, they don't. Yeah. They're not into you.
They don't like Italian.
No.
Well, they didn't. No, not well back then. Like now we're just white people, but like back then we weren't.
Well, the racism in New York is different from that institutionalized Southern racism. Mm. Racism in New York is more like ethnic groups going like growing up together, going like fuck you, stay away.
Right.
Italians just didn't like
sharing like a close space.
Yeah,
with each other,
like this is our neighborhood, and Italians just I think part of them is they just want people out of their neighborhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think even if the aliens came, they would shoot at the aliens.
Like, get the fuck out of here,
my sister.
Fucking aliens.
Fucking Sky Chinese. Get out of here.
Gotcha. But in the South, it's like, it's like we don't want our whole state
to be.
It's a little different.
That's
it's,
like our neighborhood.
Yeah, they're like more like we're people and they're.
Yeah.
This is a
you
way
came
of
on
life.
Your from your boats.
Yeah,
but you could be white
sick.
In the South.
Yeah, but back then, like, you know, with the last name and everything, they were like, I think that there were areas where like Italians were under the same laws as Jim Crow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Sicilians.
Italians,
Irish, Greeks, they all got discriminated against by the WASPs.
The WASPs are the
white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. That's who really runs the country. Protestants.
Yeah.
British, Germanic.
Those white people make me uncomfortable.
And there are all those sketches.
They're from Long Island.
WASP sketches.
Yeah, the WASPs are a little different. They look at you and they kind of.
Like, you ever see the Purge? Yeah, the Purge. Like, those white people.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're like, come kill you.
Yeah.
Ugh, I want to be a WASP.
Mm.
WASPs are interesting. They're quiet. They kind of, you don't even know they exist. And then you
ruin your life without you knowing it. Like, they're never going to confront
Every
you.
Single president has been a WASP, except for John F. Kennedy and Obama, who was half WASP.
Uh-huh.
What was John F. Kennedy?
Catholic. That's why they hated him.
Oh,
they
shit. So you can't be Catholic.
They hate him going, oh, yeah, no. It's a different thing. Yeah.
That's why I don't like the Hamptons, because, like, the Hamptons, like, was WASPy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they were actually Catholic. Oh, well, what religion they were.
Waspy.
But
they
you
were
know
Protestants.
What I mean?
Yeah, they were white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of Protestants in Hamptons. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But they're just like different kinds of white people. They're
they don't
like
Jews. They don't like Catholics. They don't like ethnic swarthies. They don't like blacks. They don't like minorities.
Yeah.
They just like to eat their shellfish, go on their sailboats, and just own the color red.
Yeah.
They own it.
Where do they live typically?
Connecticut. the Gold Coast.
Long Island or not?
Greenwich, some parts of Long Island. Yeah. When the Jews came in, they were probably like, oh, God, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you, the Gold Coast, they're around. They're not as prominent as they used to be.
Mm.
Yeah, there's not as prominent.
Their time has come.
Yeah. Would they call themselves WASPs, or do we call them
they
WASPs?
Were they were deemed, they were, there was like a journalist who came up with that acronym.
Got it.
Like WASP, and it became like a thing. Or, but they were always like, you know, Protestants. They
yeah.
were, founded the country.
Not to be confused with WAPs.
Yeah, no, WAPs is without Italians. Papers, and those are Italians. And yeah, those are they were discriminated against. They were called WAPs because they were without papers.
Oh, because you guys are illegal immigrants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
You know what Tony, how they made Tony, like why every Italian guy's name is Tony? Because like when they landed on Ellis Island, they would hold signs that said 2NY. I don't know if that's true. That's a joke.
Oh, that's
could
funny.
Be true. Yeah.
That could
comedy. Yeah. I'm gonna have a bright future in this business.
That's more interesting than funny. I was like, fun fact.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true. That's like a joke. Yeah. Yeah. Did you have like a vacation area like the Jersey Shore or Hamptons from Brooklyn, or it was just like a fire hydrant?
Yeah, it was like we just fire hydrants were big.
Yeah.
We opened a fire hydrant. We played wiffle ball. It was a very, very city upbringing.
Yeah.
My parents went to Greece in the summer.
That's oh, fancy Greeks, boy.
Yeah, Greeks go back to Greece.
So you have your citizenship there?
No, but I could because my mother was born there, but okay. I don't.
Did you? Have you been back?
I have, but it's been a long time.
Okay, so you still don't go all the time, shit like that?
My brother goes back and just has gallons of gay sex.
He has gay sex in Mykonos? Just
gallons of
yes!
He just, it's like a milk
carton of cum. If I was
going
to have gay sex, it would be on a beach in Greece and have gay sex.
And I'll have gay sex and you have sex with anyone.
Men?
Or I would love if you fucked
with BBWs.
Or a trans woman.
Yeah,
or a trans
BBW.
Hell yeah. On a beach in Mykonos? I haven't done that yet. I haven't done the... Most of those places, like Tulum, Mykonos, I just hear are like tourist traps. No.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you like to vacation? Point Pleasant, New Jersey?
So I grew up on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
From Staten Island, because it's close. Yeah. Point Pleasant, Belmar was where you're really supposed to go when you turn 21. That was the nice one. Seaside is just where you go when you want to have a fake ID ratchet type of time.
Yeah.
That's why when I got the call that it was going to be in Seaside, I was like, this sucks. This is not where I usually go, but it makes sense that they would allow this shenanigans here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when I moved to the city, I tried to like do the whole Hamptons thing because that's what people in the city do. And, you know, I've talked about this a bunch of times, but didn't really love it. Maybe one day when I have a family, it'll be nicer. But the commute there, the whole thing, it's like it doesn't feel like an escape, but it's supposed to be an escape. The shore was kind of more my vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you can still shoot there off the fucking parkway, come back. You're in, it's an escape. It's beachy, but you're still like in civilization, you know? But yeah, I don't know. I don't really have any other. I didn't grow up fancy with like going to Italy. My family was like poor, you know? So
Yeah.
Would you go to the city, or was that like, was your family the type that would bring their passport if they had to go to Manhattan?
Yeah. I always say my grandmother.
Do we need our passport? I don't know what's going
that
on.
That is so fucking funny.
My grandmother has probably been to like Sicily more than she's been to Manhattan.
Wow.
Like they landed on Staten Island and like never left.
Yeah. Italian Staten Islands.
They stay.
Yeah. And Italians kind of retreated to Staten Island.
Yeah.
They used to be in Brooklyn.
You're a real activist. He's at the front lines of the protests.
Hell yeah.
People do that.
Fat girls, black women, like all that shit.
Yeah, he's
not
progressive.
Yeah.
People act like he's Andrew Tate.
Dude, for a kid from, an Italian kid from Staten Island, this kid is Martin Luther King Jr.
I know, he has a gay co-host.
But
that's what,
but look at Robert De Niro. He only gets black women.
Robert De Niro's so hot.
Italians like black women. You're weird.
I take him over Leo.
Well, he is hot.
He's hot.
Not now.
And he's shrinking. I love it.
He's 100 years old. He's 100 years old.
They do now. I think it's so much better now. Race relations are so everything is so much better now. It's great. It's really great.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Because racism is so fucking boring now. Even when you meet someone who's really racist, you're like, you're so fucking 1996.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's too much energy, too,
it's
to be racist.
It's so fucking, but it's like out. It's
not in anymore.
Yeah, it's not in anymore.
It's not fucking in. We've heard them all, too.
Yeah.
It's like, can you come up with something? At least if you're going to be racist, be creative. Come up with something new.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We got to hate these, like, 1/14th Filipino. Like, a new group.
Yeah.
Like,
Singaporeans
maybe
or something.
Something like that. All these Maltese.
What about these
fucking guys in Malta?
Yeah.
Fucking Maltese.
Anyway, how are we on time? What are you going to do? Are you going to do shit around here, or are you gonna go back, or like, do you like make it a day now?
I'm coming
a
over.
Day in the city. You coming over?
No, I gotta meet this guy.
I got Listerine.
Yeah, I'm coming.
You gotta
over.
Meet this guy.
Yeah, I'm gonna come what take guy? A shit in your guest bathroom.
Yeah. Nah, that's Sienna's. Yeah,
it's my property now. No, I'm kidding. I'm moving myself in. I'm gonna get thick, and then you I'm gonna move in.
Now, what do you do now that you know that you shit there? Do you go home and sniff the seat?
Hell yeah,
that's what I would do.
I want to try that's to like, I'm gonna try to smell it.
Yeah,
try to you know.
Yeah,
I think you'd like it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, probably. Nah, that's why peeing with the door open is okay. I can't do the shitting like as a couple. I don't want her to smell mine. I don't want to smell hers.
Yeah,
but people are like that.
What about
people
her farts.
Yeah.
Nah. Nah, really? That's a violation.
What if she farts during sex? Would you stop?
Like a queef or a fart?
No, fart.
I like pussy farts.
But a butt fart.
What is a pussy fart? Is it like
pussy fart?
It's a little air in there.
It just happens to me.
It doesn't mean loose, right?
No, it just means your dick is small.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, no, honestly, when it's a small dick.
I don't have a small dick.
So
I mean, if air is getting in there, that means there's just a lot of room.
It's about air.
Or it's big down there.
It's like when I stretch, I'll queef. Because it's like, it's, you know.
Yeah, but I want it to make noise.
If you're having sex and it sounds like a whoopee cushion, it just means your dick's too small.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's not small.
But what are you working with? People want to know.
Yeah, no, they know. They know.
No, we're talking in inches. Or we could do the metric system, whatever you're more comfortable
with. Yeah.
Like, definitely around this, maybe like.
The whole thing.
Come on.
No,
not the width. Not the
get out of here.
Dude, my dick is like this.
You're not Shaquille O'Neal.
How big is this?
That's a
I
good,
think it's pretty big.
That's a big dick, dude.
All right. Maybe this phone. Or big. A little bigger. It's like definitely like, it's like floating around.
You got a flat penis?
Yeah.
I'm only talking about the circumference.
Oh, that's crazy. So after you have sex with a girl, is she like, I need to marry you?
They come. They have good like Yelp reviews.
Okay.
But they don't like want to marry me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they like know I'm a fuckboy or something.
Yeah. That's his one flaw. He like will fuck anything.
That's not true.
For a wife.
I'm very selective. Yeah. I have a past and I'm stereotyped. So.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do better. Look, Giannis got it together in his 40s.
Yeah. It's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
It's a good
Where'd
time.
You meet your wife?
I actually met her. She's half Greek, half Italian. She's half Sicilian, half Italian. She's the only Greek girl I ever dated, and I met her at a Greek comedy show.
Oh.
I used to do because the character was popular. So once in a while, I hated doing the shows, but once in a while I'd get hired to do these Greek comedy shows, and I did one in Long Island, and she's from Long Island, and I met her. She like wrote on my Instagram, like, wait, my family wants to meet you, and then I looked at her pictures, and I was like,
I'd
already left, but then I was like, hey, and I was living in Miami at the time. And
Miami?
Yeah.
Why were you living there?
I had a show on a network called Fusion that was just
Oh, was
one
it the
year.
Sports one?
It wasn't sports. Uh-oh. ABC and Univision started this network.
Okay.
And they put like $100 million into it.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, Disney owned ABC News. ABC News and Univision combined effort, and it just failed in a year. Because by then
what was the show?
The show was called Fusion Live. It was me and two journalists, and I was like the comedic relief.
Oh, okay.
And they're like Peabody Award journalists. It was hilarious. Yeah.
News type of things. Yeah.
I would talk like they just opened the cage. I'd come out and fucking be the dancing clown.
Awesome.
Big dicks. And then you were living in Miami.
Living in Miami.
Met your wife.
Met
she was
wife.
Living around
she came
here.
Down visiting. You know, I banged her out.
Fly out ting.
Oh. Yeah.
You flew her out.
I flew her out.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we hung out and we got married. And that was 10 years, almost
How
10 years
soon
ago.
From meeting her to...
Marriage?
Yeah.
Did you move back to New York?
Years before.
Did you move back to New York for her?
I didn't move back to New York for her. I moved to get out of my contract.
Oh, you were done with the show?
I was done.
It was a good timing.
I wanted to leave, and so they let me out of my contract, and then the network. I knew it wasn't going to work, dude. Nobody was watching her show.
Yeah.
We weren't even on.
Same thing with this one.
He says this every episode, and people watch it.
I tell you what, we showed your dick right now, it would make this episode huge.
Nah, we got Giannis on, yo. Yeah.
Now right, people take my dick.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah. Take both our dicks out.
Go
where? I'll take mine out too.
Yeah, let's take all our dicks out.
Takes our dicks out.
Big black cock.
50,000 views.
If you had a dick, that doesn't make you any less attractive,
right?
So it's
That's
like
true.
People who say trans, it's not straight. If you're, I mean, if you had a dick,
they're hotter,
you are just as attractive with or without a dick.
Because you, exactly, because you wouldn't know it. It's just placebo.
I just feel like we're doing something different tonight. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Ass pussy.
Yeah.
You still got an ass pussy.
You would still have me as a co-host if I was like, I have a dick all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing you're lacking. You're everything else except a man and a woman.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All right. Giannis, thank you so much
that note.
For coming here. You're the GOAT. You have a podcast.
Yeah, Giannis Papasour. Check it out if you're into that sort of thing. It's like weekly news.
And then you do stand-up.
And then I do stand-up. You can catch me on tour. Go to GiannisPapasComedy.com. I'm on tour pretty much every weekend until summer, so check it out.
And coolest guy. Like, just communicating with you, you know, wasn't a lot of razzle-dazzle. Just like a nice fucking human.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about, I want to talk a little bit about mental health, but we could do that next time. Because, like, I have, like, anxiety, too, and shit. You know what I mean?
Do.
Yeah.
I'm big and big.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I hear you on other podcasts talking about it and shit. So, you know, everyone, get therapy. And, yeah, Godspeed. That was a weird way to end it. Sorry.
Right. If you got a dick, you're still a girl. Also, take care of your mental health.
That's literally my podcast.
No, literally, it's so weird. Every other episode, he's like, I like fat people, but like, take Zoloft.
And no Zoloft.
If you're a big fat chick, come marry me.
And invest in real estate.
Some chicks got penises. Also, guys, take care of
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.